gusanos en inglés. La respuesta correcta era la C.
Worms.
Que se escribe W-O-R-M-S, pero se pronuncia
Worms.
Ten en cuenta que
Worms
sirve tanto para gusanos como para lombrices, porque en inglés se llaman igual.
Worms.
Por cierto,
Lice
significa piojos y
Cockroaches,
cucarachas.
Estás escuchando.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
You're listening to
Vaughn Radio.
Get ready. Hold on to your hats.
Strap on your seatbelt.
Fasten your seatbelts.
Hold on to your hats.
And get ready for the ride of your life.
The show with no.
It's show with no name time.
Welcome aboard. That's right. It's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Juanjo, tell them what it's called.
Oh, it's a show with all the
names. Conecta con nosotros en Twitter, @IMAlbertoAlonso. Participa a través de la app de Vaughan Radio. No te olvides los viernes seguirnos en Facebook Live.
The show with no name.
That's right, my amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0. And we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
Juanjo or another. I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you. Juanjo or another.
That's right. That's right. It's Juanjo in the house, ladies and gentlemen, on this awesome Monday. Yeah, I'll say it. Awesome Monday. I love Mondays. You know what? I'm going to change the whole game here and I'm going to start, you know, being a huge backer. Alguien que respalda Mondays. You know, I'm going to literally, be a Monday fan from now on. Desde ahora para adelante. Right? From now on. And, well, folks, it's Monday. It's the first day of the week. And we've got so much to do on the show. We're going to have a wonderful time. We're going to learn. We're going to laugh, as always. And, hope you guys had a lovely weekend. You were able to unwind. To unwind means to de-stress, right? To unwind. And if you think about it, a wind-up, you know those little ballerinas in the box? You know, ding, 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 ding. You have to wind it up, or a watch, for example. You have to wind up a watch. So when something unwinds, se afloja, darle cuerdas to wind it up or to wind it, and to unwind is zzz. Just think about it. If you visualize it, it comes out very, very clear. That image just pops into your head. So, folks, I hope you were able to unwind this weekend and chillax. That's a word we love in English. It's a word that didn't exist when I was a kid. And the word is a mix of the word chill or chill out, que es estar de relax, estar de tranquis, and relax, chillax. So I chillaxed a bit this weekend. I spent some time at my mother-in-law's house with my family. And really, you know what? On Saturday, do you know what time I went to bed on Saturday? Now, you guys are going to, this is crazy. 9:30. Juanjo, soy abuelo, okay. Sábado a las 9:30 estaba en la cama. Yeah, okay, okay. You can call me grandpa if you want. But I am well rested. Estoy muy descansado. He descansado mucho. I am well rested, as we said. So maybe that's why I'm excited to be here with you guys. I've been saving up my energy. I've been saving all my love for you. I've been saving up my energy for you guys here on Monday. Well, Monday through Friday. Now, let me tell you something, guys. This Friday, we don't have a live show. I'll be visiting some family members down in the south of Spain in Almeria. So I'll be just to the plane ticket, if I left Friday evening, was like 400 euros. So I took Friday off to save 300 euros. Thanks, Iberia. O sea, voy viernes por la mañana, 383, ida. And if I go Friday, in the morning instead of in the afternoon, well, that costs a third, un tercio de eso. I still think it's expensive. So, I took Friday off. I won't be here on Friday, but on Thursday we'll be on Facebook Live. So don't worry, guys. Thursday we'll be on Facebook Live and we'll have tons of fun. In fact, we've got a group coming to hang out with us. They're going to be playing some live music in the studio. American group, but more than just American. Their members are from Ireland, from England, and from all over the place. And they're going to be joining us this coming Thursday. So make sure you guys are following on social media. And this way you're following Vaughn and myself and all the other presenters. Because when we have live streams or if we have special offers or things like that, well, you'll be the first one to find out about them. So, Juanjo, how can they participate on social media? I can't remember.
Sigue Alberto a través de Twitter, @IMAlbertoAlonso. En Instagram, Alberto Alonso.
¿Y la barra baja qué?
Alberto barra baja Alonso. ¿Y en Facebook?
No me lo sé.
Pues Alberto Alonso.
That's right, guys. So make sure you're playing along. As you know, the show's totally interactive. This Thursday, you'll be able to watch the interview we have planned with the Track Dogs. Now, they've been on the show before. They were on the show many years ago when they were first getting started. And now they're touring all over Europe, all over the United States, and playing their very unique Americana type music. So, but it's still, as I said, it's Americana, but then it's got influences of Irish music. So, that'll be tons of fun. That's this coming Thursday on the show. And then tomorrow we've got a special guest. We've got two special guests on the show. So that's going to be pretty exciting tomorrow as well. We've got our new presenter. He'll be starting his show. ¿Cuándo empiezan los nuevos programas? ¿Sabes, Juanjo? February. In February, he'll be starting his new program. His name is Tommy, and he's from Scotland, and he's going to be joining us on the show tomorrow. And I'm really excited about that. It's going to be tons of fun. And, well, it'll be good. It'll be a chance for you guys to meet him as well and to welcome him on board Vaughn Radio. And I'm sure he's going to do a wonderful job. And so we're looking forward. I've already met him. I met him last Friday at La Sureña at Juanjo's Shindig, La Fiesta de Juanjo. Shindig is another way to say fiesta. At Juanjo's Shindig. And he's a really cool guy. You guys are going to love him. So you're going to meet him here on the show with No Name tomorrow. And then in the second hour of the show, we've got a wonderful listener. She's been listening to the show for so many years. She's been a fan of Vaughn Radio, and she works in Onda Cero on the radio station Onda Cero. She writes. She is a journalist. She's been in the business for many, many years. And she's a really great person, and she'll be with us tomorrow. Her name is Barbara Ruiz. Now, on Twitter, if you guys want to follow her, it's Barbara _Ruiz P. right? As in P, as in people. All right, so she'll be joining us tomorrow, and you'll probably recognize her voice because she's been on the air for, I believe, 25 years on the radio. Right now, currently, she's on a show with Juan Ramon Lucas, if I'm not mistaken. Let me just take a look over here. Yeah, Onda Cero. Well, see, I just had to make sure. She's on Onda Cero with Juan Ramon Lucas. I'm sure you guys know him as well. So that's Barbara Ruiz. She'll be joining us tomorrow along with Tommy, our newest presenter. So looking forward to that, a whole week full of exciting shows and challenges. And speaking of challenges, I think we can get into our first challenge of the day. This is a listening challenge where we hear all different voices and you guys have to tell me who's speaking and what's being said. So without any further ado, it's time for Say What?
Say what? What?
Say what? Say what? Okay? Say what? All right, well, usually it's maybe a speech. Sometimes it's from a movie. So the first time you listen, I just want you to get the basic key elements, the main idea. Is it a conversation? Is it a soliloquy? What's going on here? All right, so without any further ado, sin más, without any further ado, que lo he dicho ya tres veces, si no lo tienes hoy, without any further ado, Juanjo, let's hear the Say What soundbite for the first time.
I don't want to. I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid.
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
All right. Now, that is a famous line. That is a famous line. Obviously, let's rule out a couple things, or we can ascertain a few things. I think it's definitely from a movie. Right. We can be it's safe to say, decimos en inglés, it's safe to say that it sounds like a movie. Right. All right. So good. I want you guys to tell me what's being said, what movie it is, or who the characters are, et cetera. And don't worry, because you're going to hear it three more times. So at the top of each half an hour, we'll listen to our Say What soundbite. Just one of our many challenges here on the show. And, well, you know what? I think it's time for a Spelling Bee Challenge, another section that we do weekly, sometimes twice a week here on the show with No Name. And, well, basically, I'm going to spell, I think today, five words. One, two, three, four, five. Yeah, five words. Today. Now, I usually spell six, but there's a reason I'm spelling five words today. All right. So, as always, I'll spell the words for you twice. If you want to participate, you can tell us what words I'm saying and what they have in common. And you can do that, as I said, on Twitter. Speaking of, we've got a bunch of comments rolling in on Twitter. Good morning, Tweethearts. JM Hermosilla says, the freaking show with no name is on air. That's right, JM Hermosilla. Great to have you here with your enthusiasm and your energy. He says, enjoy your week, Alberto, and show with no name goers, asistentes del show with no name. You can also say listeners, but yeah, goers, alguien que acude a algún sitio. So if you're go to the theater a lot, you're a theater goer. If you like to go to festivals, you're a festival goer. If you like to go to concerts, you're a concert goer. Church goer, if you go to church frequently, religiously. Get the joke there. If you go to church religiously. All right, it's not that funny. It's not that funny. But I'm trying to cheer you guys up on this Monday morning, even if it means that my humor is a bit corny or cheesy. But hey, I'm not a comedian. I never claimed to be a comedian. thank you so much, J.M. Hermosilla. Great to see you're ready to rock. Diego Alonso, a name that I know very well. That's my dad tuning in from Greenwood Lake, New York. Now, he says frigid Greenwood Lake, New York. Let's take a look here. Temperature, Greenwood. I guess we could just ask my dad to look out the window. Greenwood Lake, New York. Okay. It is, oh my God. Are you ready? Juanjo, ¿sabes cuán la temperatura donde está mi padre ahora? Menos 17. 17 below. Below zero, obviously. Now in Fahrenheit, it's 2 degrees. That's 17 below zero. Jeez Louise, Dad. Make sure you bundle up. Now, bundle es un fardo. Right. But to bundle up means literally to put yourself in a ball with blankets and keep warm. So dad, son, it's a very mom and dad phrase. Bundle up. It's cold out there. Well, I'm telling you, Dad, bundle up. You don't want to catch a cold. No quieres pillar un resfriado, to catch a cold. All right, Beto. Good morning, Beto. She says, good morning, my dearest radio team in the whole wide world. It's Monday. So what? Ike? So what? Let's grab the week by the horns. Chocolate kisses. Thank you so much, Vero. Mohamed, there he is. He says, hello, brilliant brain. I wish. Brilliant brain, double A. I'm sure you are truly beautiful inside and out. God knew what he was doing when he chose you to become a Vaughn teacher, because you are the best by far. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Mohamed. Your comments are just so amazing. And really so heartfelt, Mohammed. If you don't write, maybe you should consider writing, becoming a writer. And a lot of people say, well, how do I become a writer? Right. A writer writes. How do I become an actor? Well, it always helps to get lessons, right? From other people who have done it, from other writers, from other singers, whatever you want to do. But the first step is really writing. 'Cause then if you write something, whether it's a song or anything, then somebody you respect can take a look at it and maybe give you feedback, especially if you have a teacher. So, Mohamed, I think you've got a gift there, un don. You write very, very well and from the heart, which I think is the key there. You're writing from the heart. As that song goes, I think it's Bryan Adams. Coming straight from the heart. Coming straight from the heart. Viene directa del corazón, directo. All right, Vanessa de la Fuente. Good morning, Vanessa. Vanessa in English. Hi, teacher and everyone. Hello. She says, I became a grandma the day my daughter started going to school. Every night, 9:30 is time for bed, or bedtime, we can say in English. Every night, 9:30 is bedtime. Have a happy Monday. Well, hey, I'll tell you something. Benjamin Franklin said it, okay? And my grandfather said it, which is good enough for me. And he said, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man or woman healthy, wealthy, and wise. Do you understand the quote? Early to bed, temprano a la cama, no, acuéstate temprano. Early to rise, despiértate temprano, makes a man, a person, healthy, healthiest, saludable, wealthy, con pasta, con dinero, and wise. So, there you go, folks. Hey, that's my excuse. Well, most people I know who are successful didn't sleep too much. Now, I'm not trying to say if you don't sleep, you're not successful, but sleep was a necessary thing for them. You know, they were like, I have to sleep so I'm, you know, in tip-top shape, so I'm feeling good, so I have my concentration, so I have my focus. But I don't waste time sleeping, so I guess there's a difference. And believe me, I love to sleep just as much as the next guy. But the older I get, the less I want to sleep, the less I feel I need to sleep. But I always get, I have to be honest, I always get my 8 hours. So I think that's the key. You get your 8 hours of sleep, and I think you'll feel great. It's so essential. You know, having good sleep patterns, right? Just as important as your diet, right? The food you eat, your physical, you know, do you do exercise? Do you live a physical life or are you just stagnant, right? All these things are important. Well, sleep is right up there on that list, you know? So make sure you guys are getting, as we say in English, a good night's sleep. Yeah, see, I told you I'm becoming a grandpa. Listen to me. I'm not only going to sleep at 9:30 p.m., but I'm telling you guys, make sure you sleep well. Make sure you eat. Hey, why not? I care about you guys. That's why. Me importais. Alex says, hi, fellow teacher. Hello, Alex. And it's always wonderful to have other teachers following us. Thank you so much to all the teachers who are fans of Vaughn Radio and in turn make their students fans of Vaughn Radio. We really, really appreciate that. So thank you. For me, it's an honor to have other teachers listening to us. Alex says, I hope you had a kick-ass weekend. Well, if kick-ass means taking a siesta, eating well, spending time with the family, then yes, I did. I had a wonderful weekend. I didn't party like a rock star or anything, but I did have a wonderful weekend. Thank you. And he says, give us some good vibes on this cold day. Well, that's right, folks. I'm here to heat you up. We're here to heat things up with your English as well. All right. Well, let's do today's spelling bee. I'm going to give you these words. I want to know, what words I've spelt, which five words I've spelt, and what they have in common. And you can participate on Twitter. Here we go. I'm going to go fast the first time, and the second time I'll slow down considerably. Here we go. A-T-L-A-N-T-I-C. A-R-C-T-I-C. I-N-D-I-A-N. P-A-C-I-F-I-C. And the last word, S-O-U-T-H-E-R-N. So. Let's see if anybody got them. Hey, I'm just killing some time here because I know some of you guys are going to nail it. I know it. I don't doubt you guys for a second. All right. Yep. We've got a winner already. Living up to his nickname. Unbelievable, dude. Unfreaking believable how fast you are. Well, again, it's his nickname. So, ladies and gentlemen, a nice round of applause for Lightning Speed Express. Oh, wait a second, Express. You've got Katia right on your heels. Ahí la tienes pegada. Katia Valencia, excellent job, too. Wow, excellent, guys. Really good. Let's see if we can get a third person in the winner's circle first time around. As I said, I went pretty fast, so I don't expect you guys to get it all the first time. But if you can, excellent. Really, really wonderful. All right. Okay, so... Nobody's got that third spot right there. Okay. Yes. We've got Iñaki. So nice job, Express. Gatia and Iñaki. You guys got, all five words and what they have in common. So congratulations. All right. Let me give you the words again, just in case you guys didn't get them. Here's your chance. I'm going to slow it down quite a bit. So don't worry. I think it'll be pretty easy. I'm going to go at like somebody at a good communicator's speed. All right, here we go. A-T-L-A-N-T-I-C. The second word is A-R-C-T-I-C. The third word is I-N-D-I-A-N. The fourth word is P-A-C-I-F-I-C. And the final word is S-O-U-T-H-E-R-N. So there we go, amigos. Let's see. I've got J.M. Hermosilla. It seems like you've got it over here. Melena, check your third one over there. Cuidado con la tercera. The third one, you got a couple letters off there. But don't worry, guys. As I said, the important thing is not to nail them all every time. The important thing is to participate and to get better at taking dictation, at being able to write down letters, especially those confusing ones that we, you know which ones I'm talking about. In fact, they're the ones Melena made a mistake on. A, I, E. Those three vowels, I know they're very confusing. Because when you hear E, you're thinking E Latina, but in English, E is la E. And when you're thinking I, you're thinking la A, que es A, not I. So people get confused, especially with those three. But hey, that's what we're working on. That's at least my listeners. I know that my listeners, if somebody spells out a last name or a street name or a confirmation number, that you guys will have zero difficulty jotting it down, apuntándolo. So that's exactly what this exercise is designed to do. And then after, we'll take a look at these words as well. All right, I see a lot of people are getting them right. Excellent job. There's Melena correcting her mistake. There's Mr. Houses in the house. Toma un double trouble para ti. Mr. Houses in the house. Wow, excellent. Awesome stuff, ladies and gentlemen. All right, well, we've got to go to a commercial break right now, but many of you figured out that these five words I gave you guys were oceans. That's right, the name of five oceans. We're going to take a look at them when we come back, plus much, much more. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Estás escuchando
Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Vaughn Radio. En el Club Junior dejamos hacer a tus hijos lo que siempre han querido. Hablar en clase. El método más motivador y dinámico al servicio de tus hijos. Llámanos e infórmate en el 91-133-5832.
I started to learn English when I was very, very young. My tip for somebody who is learning English is be brave and don't be afraid of exaggerating an accent. You're free to go anywhere you want.
Be like Marta. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupobaugan.com.
El pueblo angloparlante de Vaughan gana decisión y seguridad en 6 días de inmersión en inglés. Disfruta de un entorno privilegiado y mejora, por fin, tu agilidad oral y comprensión auditiva. Piensa, habla, vive en inglés. Llámanos al 91-133-5833.
¿Cuál de estas palabras no tienen un equivalente de una sola palabra en inglés? A. Planchar, B. Descambiar o C. Estrenar. Te lo contamos en 2 minutos.
¿Qué es Daytown?
Daytown es un evento que transcurre en el corazón de Madrid y Barcelona un sábado de cada mes. Reunimos a nuestros alumnos con angloparlantes nativos para hablar y hablar desde el desayuno hasta la hora del té.
Llámanos para información en Madrid al 91-133-5833 o en Barcelona al 93-339-8687.
¿No quieres aprender inglés? ¿No quieres conocer expresiones y vocabulario? Ah, entonces no nos busques, porque con nuestros trimestrales mejorarás tu agilidad oral y nivel auditivo y reforzarás la gramática en grupos reducidos y mediante el método Vaughan. Aprenderás inglés. Así que no nos llames al 91-133-5833, 91-133-5833, ni nos visites en grupobaughan.com.
I studied English in school when I was able to understand them without translating in my mind what they were saying. That's when I said, wow, since I have a daughter, we try
to be like Sol. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupobaughan.com.
¿Alguna vez has pensado en todo lo que puedes llegar a conseguir? Alcanzar todas tus metas, todas las oportunidades laborales al alcance de tu mano. EBIP, un programa en inglés para ejecutivos y profesionales de alto rendimiento a tiempo parcial durante 5 meses. Este es tu máster. Infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Y recuerda, también disponible en Valencia y Barcelona. Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupobaughan.com.
La
La palabra que no tiene un equivalente de una sola palabra en inglés es estrenar. En inglés, cuando usamos algo por primera vez, decimos simplemente
to use it for the first time.
Y si estrenamos algo de ropa, complementos o zapatos, decimos
to wear it for the first time.
Por cierto, planchar es
to iron.
Y descambiar es
swap
o
exchange.
Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. Descúbrelos en grupovaughan.com.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening.
Tune in every day.
Vaughan Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to
Vive con nosotros.
Yeah. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I ain't your mama, but I am your English teacher. And well, folks, I'm here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world.
One ho or another, I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you. One ho or another.
That's right, it's one ho or another in the house, my amigos, having a great time as always. And wow, I can't believe it, but we are, wow, it's already a half an hour that's flown by over here, and we still have so much to do on today's show. So let's listen to our Say What soundbite for the second time, and then we'll take a look at our spelling bee. So, Juanjo, let's hear the Say What soundbite, please.
I don't want to. I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid.
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. That is a famous line. In fact, we use that a lot in English. You know, and I don't know if we know it, but we got it from this movie. So I just gave you a clue there. It is from a movie. And yeah, I remember saying that line my whole life. Be afraid. Be very afraid. So that's one of those lines that has made it into the vernacular. The vernacular is everyday language. All right, guys. So remember, I want to know who's speaking, what's being said. If you know, you can tell us on Twitter. If you don't know it yet, don't worry. You're going to hear it two more times. All right. We looked at the five oceans today. I want you to say that word with me, because in Spanish, me cuesta océano, océano, océano. It's a tough one, right? Well, in English, it's shh, como mandar a callar, ocean, ocean, right? And if it's plural, it sounds like a zzz at the end, oceans, oceans, right? Tiene un poco de zeta y inglés al final. So the ocean. So how many oceans are there? Well, four oceans, but one proposed ocean, I guess we could say. Right. Let's take a look at all of these here, and we'll look at some fun ocean facts as well. All right. Now, the first one on our spelling bee today was Atlantic, the Atlantic Ocean, Atlantic, the Atlantic Ocean. I want you to pronounce that word ocean with me. So by the end of this exercise, you guys have no problem pronouncing the word ocean. Ocean. So it is the world's second largest ocean. It covers about 20% of the Earth's surface. Now, careful with this word. It's not surface. It's surface. Say it with me, please. Surface, right? It covers the surface, all right? The planet's surface. 20%, not a 20%, not the 20%, just 20%. Now, if you guys take notes, I recommend you write that down. So put a 20% and put the 20% and cross out both a and the. So it's really just 20%. So it covers about 20% of the Earth's surface. It's named after the god Atlas, Atlantic, right? The god in Greek mythology. So the Sea of Atlas. Right. And as we know, an atlas is a map as well, a road map. So the Atlantic Ocean, for me, that's a very special ocean because I grew up spending summers in, well, more in Almeria. But of course, when I went down to the beach, it was normally the Atlantic Ocean. I went down to Jersey Shore or Coney Island, and that's all the Atlantic Ocean. So for me, it's a very special ocean because, well, it separates my two homes, Spain and the United States. So that Atlantic Ocean for me, is the biggest ocean. Why? I know it's not true. I know the Pacific, right? The Pacific Ocean is the largest ocean, right? But, for me, because distance is relative, the Atlantic, because of people I love, my family, my loved ones live across the Atlantic. Now, as I just said, the Pacific Ocean is the world's largest ocean, containing around, are you ready for this? This is a staggering number. Staggering number. 25,000 islands. 25,000 islands. 25,000 islas. Around 25,000 islands, in the Pacific Ocean. So that's a crazy fact. You know, when we think oceans, the numbers are huge, right? All right. Our second ocean we're going to look at is the Arctic Ocean. The Arctic Ocean, and that's spelled A-R-C-T-I-C. The Arctic Ocean. Now, this is the ocean around the North Pole. This is around the North Pole. And, most of this ocean in the winter is ice and snow, and a lot of it in the summer, too, in fact. And, it's called the Arctic Ocean. And there's something called the Northwest Passage, right? And this is an interesting thing because only icebreakers, which is a type of mint, right? And a type of gum. But icebreaker también es algo que una frase para romper el hielo. But an icebreaker is really as well these machines that go and break the ice. Now, the expression to break the ice, romper el hielo, comes from these icebreakers. Because when a ship would come in to port and there was ice, if it was a friendly nation, the receiving nation would send out some ships to help these guys break the ice. Entablar, llegar. Right? To help them break the ice, as I said. So, the Arctic Ocean. The Arctic Ocean is, as I said, most of it is ice, but there is a little path called the Northwest Passageway that if you have an icebreaker or a nuclear-powered sub, which I don't have either one, you can cross between the Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans, right? Which is incredible. It's called the Northwest Passage, and it's along the north coast of North America. Through the Arctic Ocean, and ships can't really get through there. Now, the Spanish Empire, that's right, the Spanish Empire, wanted to reach Asia by a Western route. And, they said, well, wait, maybe we can, get around this over here. Now, obviously, global warming is increasing the melting. So maybe if you want to look at a positive side to global warming, I don't think there is. But, you'll be able to, the Atlantic and the Pacific will be connected by ship. But as I said, I don't know if that's an advantage over there or not, because I don't know if it's worth it, let's say. Okay, so the Arctic Ocean was our second one. The next one was the Indian Ocean. I-N-D-I-A-N. Remember to spell them with me, too. This way you practice your spelling as well as your pronunciation. The Indian Ocean. And the Indian Ocean is the ocean surrounded by Asia to the north. Australia and the Pacific Ocean to the east. And the Southern Ocean to the south. And Africa and the Atlantic Ocean to the west. So the Indian Ocean. The Indian Ocean is probably the one I know the least about, right? But it's the third largest ocean. So we said the Pacific was number one. The Atlantic is number two. The Indian Ocean is the third largest ocean, right? And the majority of this ocean is in the southern hemisphere, right? The Indian Ocean. All right. The next one, we already looked at it. We were talking a little bit about it because it is the mother of all oceans, the Pacific Ocean. We said 25,000. I say it and it's mind blowing, islands out there. So, wow. Wow. And, so the Pacific Ocean. Now, the Pacific Ocean, known very much, well, in California, obviously, the end of Western civilization, is the Pacific out there in California. And, the thing is, this is interesting. The Atlantic is getting wider right now, right? Más ancho. And the Pacific is slowly shrinking. So this is an interesting phenomenon that's happening. If the Pacific isn't careful, the Atlantic is going to overtake it as the biggest ocean. Now, this is due to subduction, earthquakes, volcanoes, explosions, plate tectonics, all that kind of stuff. So the Pacific Ocean, Pacific obviously coming from peaceful, right? And the proposed, because they want to call this an ocean. Many people already do. But the Southern Ocean. Now, careful with this word, because it's not southern, right? The word south is south. Fine. A secas. But the moment you say sureño or sureña, then it's southern. So write that down in your notebooks, because that is a common mistake, right? So, southern, not southern. Right? I live in the south. I live in the southern peninsula. Southern peninsula. Right? So, what else? Yeah. Well, there you go, guys. Your five oceans over there. The Atlantic, the Arctic, the Indian Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and the Southern Ocean, which is around the Antarctic. So, interesting. I've never been good at geography, but remember I told you guys the other day that sometimes we got to stop repeating those negative things. Like, I'm not good at this. Yo no hago esto bien. O esto no es lo mío. Well, if we keep saying that, then we're never going to be good at those things, right? So we can't keep repeating negative mantras. We should repeat positive ones. Focus on, I'm not good at this. Well, no, I need to practice this more, right? I have trouble with this, but if you say, I need to practice it more, well, guess what? Your whole chip is going to change, right? And that's, I think, the key. Sometimes we block ourselves and we can unblock it. We can unlock that thing that's been holding us back. But it's, it takes, our minds, our willpower, nuestra fuerza de voluntad. So let's stop saying together, I'm not good at this. Esto no lo hago bien. Let's find a different way to say that sentence, maybe turning it into a positive. That's something I'd like to know more about. See, now you're saying, you know, just something positive about maybe math. I've spent my whole life saying, I'm not good at math. I don't like math. I'm not good at math. I don't like matemática. And then I just realize, I'm like, that's self-defeating. Why do I keep saying that? Stop saying that. Say, I need to learn more math, or I need to brush up on, right? Quitarle el polvo. I need to brush up on my math, right? And it just sounds better. It sounds different, in fact. All right, folks. So, without any further ado, that's my phrase of the day. If you haven't learned that and the word ocean, well, then you haven't learned anything today. All right. Well, folks, it's time to learn some English with music. You know, we love to learn English with music here on the show. So it's time for Name That Lyric.
Hi. Hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry. Bye.
Name That Lyric. Name That Lyric. Name That Lyric. Name That Lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. It's Name That Lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name. It's Name That Lyric. Only on the show with no name.
That's right, my amigos. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And this is a musical challenge over here. So what I do is I give you guys a song lyric in Spanish, and you guys tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist in English, obviously. You can do that on Twitter. Remember, Twitter is I'm Alberto Alonso. If you're not on Twitter, you can just write it down on a piece of paper. You don't have to be participating on social media. Right? But, well, you know, it's good to participate no matter what. Pase lo que pase. So write it down. Grab a piece of paper and a pen and see if you can do this translation over here. So this is, in fact, a part of the show for me where it's one of the most challenging parts of the show to prepare, because I have to check my Spanish. I'm not, you know, I've been translating things since I was a kid, but I want to make sure I'm translating it correctly and getting the right feeling in there, right? And so this is a challenge for me, and I hope it's a challenge for you guys. A fun challenge, of course. So here we go, folks. Today's Name That Lyric. No sé lo que tienes, pero juega con mis emociones. Te deseo tanto. Solo quiero abrazarte y tenerte cerca. Quiero susurrar dulce y tierno en tu oído. No puedo soportar el pensamiento de ti con otra persona. Tengo que tener tu amor solo para mí. Digo sí, 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 sí. Quiero ser tu amante. Quiero ser tu amante, tu rollito. Amante, amante, querida. We'll look at the difference there as well. Quiero ser tu amante. All right. Well, I think it's very clear what he wants. Some songs are a bit cryptic, harder to figure out, but I think this guy, I just gave you another clue. This guy, he's pretty clear about what he wants. Quiere ser tu amante. Es lo que quiere. Quiere ser tu amante. All right. I'll give it to you one more time. No sé lo que tienes, pero juega con mis emociones. Eso es lo que tienes, juega con mis emociones. Te deseo tanto. Solo quiero abrazarte y tenerte cerca. Quiero susurrar dulce y tierno en tu oído. No puedo soportar el pensamiento de ti con otra persona. Tengo que tener tu amor solo para mí. Digo sí, 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 sí. Quiero ser tu amante, tu amante. Quiero ser tu amante. Again, tu rollito, amante, amante, querida. And I'll explain that. Quiero ser tu amante. As you say in Spanish, I love this idiom. Más claro, agua. We say in English, crystal clear. It's crystal clear. All right, well, let's see if we've got somebody who knows today's Name That Lyric. All right, folks, it's Express, living up to his nickname. Nice job, Express. Also, La H. No, La H. Wrong artist over there. It is not Prince. Okay, well, don't worry. The name of the song is Lover Boy, Amante, or Rollito, right? Lover Boy, right? And the artist's name is Billy Ocean. Now, wait a second. We've seen that word today on the show. We looked at the five oceans today on the show. So maybe there was a method to my madness, if you will. But that's right. The song is Lover Boy by Billy Ocean. Now, you'll probably know Billy Ocean. He's got a lot of very famous songs as well. When the Going Gets Tough, The Tough Get Going, which was in a movie. It actually won the Grammy Award. He also has Caribbean Queen. Caribbean Queen, now we're sharing the same dream. You probably know a lot of his songs. You're saying, oh, that's Guillermo Ociano. Billy Ocean, that's right. He's got another one that was a huge hit in 1988. Get out of my dreams and get into my car. There you got some phrasal verbs. So Billy Ocean is the artist, and the name of the song is Lover Boy. Now, I've got to say, this song brings back memories for me. Oh, man, unbelievable memories. It's because I used to go roller skating. I used to go to a skating rink, una pista de patinaje, a skating rink. And there was a DJ, and they played music, and you could just go and skate. And I used to go every Saturday. I made my mom take me. I used to love roller skating. I loved the music. Because I couldn't go to a club. Yo no podía ir a una discoteca. I was 7 years old. I was 5 years old, maybe. But my mom would take me to the local skating rink. I remember it's called Skater's World, right? And I would rent skates. Los alquilaba. I didn't even have my own skates, I don't think. And I would spend 2 or 3 hours there on a Saturday morning. And for me, it was the best thing in the world because I was skating and I was hearing music really loud, right? On a huge sound system with lights and, neon lights, strobe lights. It was really cool. For me, I felt like the coolest kid in the world. A, because I was skating. I was getting better at skating. And I felt like I was like at a club. I was like a 7-year-old kid who felt like, I was... It's Studio 54. And I had a lot of fun there. I don't know if skating rinks are too big in Spain. I know there's one in Chamartín. It's pretty small, though. I remember the one I used to go to was huge. Now, I'll tell you what, if I go there now, I'll probably be like, this place is so small. It's funny. When you're a kid, everything seems huge, doesn't it? Todo parece enorme, right, when you're a kid. But, yes, I remember the name of the place. It was called Skater's World. And, I would just watch the DJ in the DJ booth, La Cabana, the DJ, just up there in the booth and the music and the light. And I was like, this is the coolest thing in the world. I'm the coolest kid in the whole world. And I felt that. And the music that was playing was Billy Ocean. I wanna be your lover, lover, lover boy. I wanna be your. And this is the song I chose today. So let's take a look at the lyrics to the song. I don't know what you've got. I don't know what you got. No sé lo que tienes. What you got. Now, what you've got, but you won't hear Americans pronounce that V. I don't know what you got. What you got. That's that watchu you always hear in songs. I don't know what you got, but it plays with my emotions. But it plays. No sé lo que tienes. Hay algo ahí que tienes tú. But it plays with my emotions. Juega con mis emociones. I want you so much. Te deseo tanto. Right? Te deseo tanto. I want you so much. There's that chew again. I want you to listen when we hear the song later. And when we sing it, that chew, chew, chew is you with the want, with what, right? Want you. You'll hear it all the time. goes, put it please with my emotions. I want you so much. Darling, I want to hold you near. Darling, I want to hold you near. Te quiero abrazar y tenerte cerca. To hold you. It's another way to say hug you. To hold someone, right? Sujetarlo en tus brazos, right? To embrace. There's another way to say hug. To hold you, to embrace you, to hug you. He says, hold. We hear that one a lot in music. Darling, I want to hold you near. Te quiero abrazar y tenerte cerca. Want to whisper sweet and tender in your ear. Want to whisper sweet. Whisper. That sound, that's an onomatopoeic word. I want to whisper sweet and tender in your ear. You know that one from Elvis, Love Me Tender, right? I can't stand the thought of you with somebody else. I can't stand the thought of you with somebody else. No puedo soportar o aguantar el pensamiento de ti con otra persona. I can't stand the thought of it. Es como no puedo ni pensar en ello. It's a very common collocation there. I can't stand the thought of you with somebody else. Gotta have your love. Gotta have your love. Tengo que tener tu amor, right? I gotta have it all to myself. Lo tengo que tener solo para mí. I say yeah, yeah, yeah. He says yeah 4 times. This is the 80s, guys. I wanna be your lover, lover. I wanna be your, he says, lover boy. So I wanna be your lover, tu amante, right? Tu querida, right? If somebody, you can, I call my wife, hey, lover, but she's not my lover. She's my wife, but she's still my lover, right? So that can have a double meaning there. But they're here saying, amante rollito. I want to be your lover boy. Your lover boy, which is the name of the song. Lover Boy by Billy Ocean. Guys, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. Take a look at the song. Take a look at the lyrics. Because when we come back, we're going to sing it together with Guillermo Oceano. And, well, we've got so much more still to come. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Aprender inglés tú debes. Un regalo a hacerte voy. Toma, con el curso online de Vaughan, yo te obsequio.
Apúntate y empieza a aprender inglés donde quieras y cuando quieras. Por menos de un euro al día. Entra en aprendeinglestv.com o llámanos al 91-133-5842 y que el inglés te acompañe.
¿Cómo llamamos a los gusanos en inglés? A.
Lice.
B.
Cockroaches.
O C.
Worms.
La respuesta en 2 minutos.
Es el momento de descubrir las claves del éxito. De la mano de Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. No te quedes sin tu plaza para el seminario Emprender y Liderar. Las claves del éxito. El próximo martes 29 de enero de 16:30 a 20:30 horas en la oficina central de Vaughan en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. Entra en grupovaughan.com/seminario. Ahora es tu momento.
¿No quieres aprender inglés? ¿No quieres conocer expresiones y vocabulario? Ah, entonces no nos busques, porque con nuestros trimestrales mejorarás tu agilidad oral y nivel auditivo y reforzarás la gramática en grupos reducidos y mediante el método Vaughan. Aprenderás inglés. Así que no nos llames al 91-133-5833, 91-133-5833, ni nos visites en grupovaughan.com.
Curso intensivo para el First Exam, el programa de Vaughan para superar el examen oficial de Cambridge y obtener el First Certificate, B2. Para más información, grupovaughan.com.
Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. Descúbrelos en grupovaughan.com.
Avon English Class is not the same as other English classes. In a Vaughan English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life. And the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughan will make all the difference for your English. and you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933398687, en Madrid en el 911335831.
A ver, ¿qué pone aquí? Please select the first letter of your model number from the drop-down box, the begin search. Uf.
¿El inglés se te hace cuesta arriba? Este año te ayudamos a subir la cuesta del inglés con nuestros cursos trimestrales. Clases 100% método Vaughan para todos los niveles que te darán el empujón que necesitas para vencer todas tus dificultades con el idioma. Más información en el 911335833 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Llamamos a los gusanos en inglés. La respuesta correcta era la C.
Worms.
Que se escribe W-O-R-M-S, pero se pronuncia
Worms.
Ten en cuenta que
Worms
sirve tanto para gusanos como para lombrices.